Course Management Psychology, How Elite Golfers Make Decisions Under Pressure. The difference between a 72 and a 78 often has nothing to do with ball striking. It comes down to decisions: which club to hit, which line to take, when to attack, and when to lay up. Elite golfers don't just read yardage books. They manage their own cognitive state so that the decisions they make at the fifth tee box are as clear as the ones they made on the first. That's not an accident. It's trained. How pressure distorts decision-making. Under competitive stress, the brain doesn't simply get nervous. It narrows. Researchers call this attentional narrowing, and it's well documented in sports psychology. Research by Bylock and Carr, published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. General showed that high-stakes performance conditions cause skilled athletes to shift from automatic processing toward conscious, step-by-step thinking, which paradoxically degrades performance in tasks that depend on trained motor programs. In golf, attentional narrowing shows up in course management as a particular failure mode, the tendency to focus on what you want to avoid rather than where you want the ball to go. The golfer standing on a narrow par 4 starts cataloging hazards: the water left, the trees right, the bunker at 220. And by the time they swing, their mental picture is a map of danger rather than a target. The fix isn't to suppress the awareness of danger. It's to build a pre-decision protocol that systematically redirects attention toward useful information. The pre-shot decision window. Tour-level caddies earn their keep largely by enforcing a structured decision process. Research from Cotterill, Sanders, and Collins, 2010, in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology, identified that elite golfers use consistent pre-performance routines not only to prepare the body, but to stabilize cognitive state before execution. The decision itself, club selection, target line, shot shape, is part of that routine, not a separate event. A functional pre-shot decision window works in three phases. Assessment: gather the objective information, yardage, lie, wind, elevation, carry needed. This is data collection, not problem solving. Keep it factual. Commitment: choose one option and commit fully. The research is clear that partial commitment, hitting a shot while still questioning the club, is worse than committing to the wrong club. Indecision introduces deceleration and compensatory movements mid-swing. Execution cue: transition from decision mode to motor mode with a single concrete thought. Not smooth swing, vague, but something like a specific target or a practiced swing feel. This cue acts as a bridge from analytical thinking to automatic execution. The entire window should take no more than 20-30 seconds. Golfers who linger in the assessment phase past that window tend to cycle back into threat-focused thinking. Playing within your skill level, under pressure. One of the most common course management errors competitive amateurs make is failing to account for performance degradation under stress. The shot you pull off in a Tuesday practice round is not the same shot available to you in Saturday stroke play. Veteran tour commentators have long noted that elite players mentally subtract a shot from their reliable arsenal when calculating risk. The decision is not, "Can I hit this shot?" but "Can I hit this shot with the quality I need, given current conditions and current mental state?" Research by Bylock and colleagues, 2004, in Psychonomic Bulletin and Review, found that even experts show measurable output degradation under high-stress conditions in novel or high-consequence contexts. The implication for course management: build a buffer. If you need a 7-iron to clear trouble, but you can hit a comfortable 6-iron to the fat part of the green, the comfortable shot is almost always the higher expected value play in competition. This is not conservatism. It's probability management. Managing decision fatigue. Across 18 holes, golf is cognitively expensive. A typical round involves roughly 40 to 60 full swing decisions, plus dozens of putting reads, chip choices, and in-round adjustments. Decision fatigue is real. Research on cognitive depletion, Baumeister et al., 2009, 1998, Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, demonstrates that decision quality degrades with each successive choice that draws on the same cognitive resources. Elite golfers combat this through pre-round planning that removes decisions from the round itself. By walking the course the day before and establishing clear layup targets and attack zones for each hole, they convert potential in-round decisions into executed plans. When you arrive at a par 5 and already know your layup target, you aren't deciding. You're executing a plan. This distinction matters. Execution is easier than live decision-making under pressure because it relies on a different cognitive pathway. The pre-round plan removes the emotional charge from the shot, reading your own decision-making state. The most underutilized course management skill is accurate self-assessment in the moment. How confident am I right now? How is my ball striking feeling? Am I playing with edge or playing with fear? Develop a simple check-in protocol between holes, a 30-second internal scan that answers 3 questions. How is my focus? How is my body? What is the honest state of my game today? This isn't rumination, it's calibration. The answers inform whether you play aggressively on the next hole, or whether you tighten your target zone and give yourself more margin. Golfers who skip this self-monitoring tend to make decisions based on ego, what they wish their game was, rather than performance reality. The result is poor risk-reward choices late in the round, exactly when good decisions matter most. Bottom line, course management psychology is a trainable skill, not a personality trait. Build a structured pre-shot decision window. Commit fully once you've chosen. Account for performance degradation under pressure by building margin into your risk calculations. Use pre-round planning to reduce in-round cognitive load. The golfer who manages their own cognition, as well as they manage the course, has a significant competitive edge. Citations: Baylock, S.L., and Carr, T.S.K. and A.H., 2001. On the fragility of skilled performance, what governs choking under pressure? Journal of Experimental Psychology, a General, 134, 701, 725. Baylock, S.L., Culp, C.H.S.A., Holt, L.E., and Carr, T.H.S.H., 2004. More on the fragility of performance, choking under pressure in mathematical problem solving. Journal of Experimental Psychology, General, 133-4, 584-600, Cotterill, S.T., Sanders, R., and Collins, D., 2010. Developing effective pre-performance routines in golf. Why don't we ask the golfer? Journal of Applied Sport Psychology, 22-1, 5164, Baumeister, R.F., Bretzlavsky, E., Muravin, M., and Tice, D., M., 1998. Ego depletion. Is the active self a limited resource? Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, 74-5, 1252-1265.